Hello, I'm Steph from Get to the Roots here on Radio St. Pete Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB LP St. Petersburg. And today we are speaking about Healing Waves, a community sound bath and healing event taking place on Saturday, March 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Rowlett Park Shelter in Tampa, Florida, located at 2401 East Yukon Street. I'm joined by...
Hello, I'm Chantel Butler. I'm with Enlightened Florida. We're a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to supporting healthy living programs in the Tampa Bay area. And I serve as the event director for the Healing Waves event.
Wonderful. We also have...
Hi, my name is Demarsha. Most people know me on the internet as Demarsha K, ZipMouth Motivation, podcast, and mindset coaching.
And then we also have a returning guest with us, and that is...
Hello, my name is Willow Hughes, and I am of Holistic Hippie Vibes, and I am the PR, and I'm going to be your MC for the event.
Wonderful. All righty. So, Healing Waves. So, what is your overall mission and goals with your vibration and healing work at this event? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish for everyone that comes and sees you guys on March 29th?
I think one thing that we're hoping to accomplish is to allow people to get a break, you know, because a lot of times when you have like events like this, they are very pricey, but you can come and put your blanket down and just take a breather, listen to the sound bath, enjoy some of the holistic vendors, but just to open up this area to just a big healing session, because not only the people who are at the event are going to hear these waves, but people outside the event are going to hear them as well, because you can't help but to hear sound bowls. So when you hear a lot of sound bowls, you know, it's just going to do something to the community. So just bringing up the vibration.
So, and I'll just, no, go on. Please add.
I was going to say, I'll just piggyback on that. We want just to the community to come together to experience the power of sound, holistic healing, and community support, all while having a great time doing it.
So it seems like the vibe is going to be overall positive, chill, and just something that people can carry with them throughout the whole day. Is that accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, so what has it been like putting this event together? Like, for example, what are some challenges that you've had getting people on board and getting everything organized and ready to go for March 29th?
I think that we haven't had many challenges. In the beginning, it was kind of concerning because our vendors are going to sign up, you know? I think that probably was like our biggest challenge is, as far as like us working together as a team, we actually all bring a different component to it. We have one person that's shy. We have one person that's not shy. You have one person that's medium shy. But we get it done. You know, like we get it done. We're all promoting. We're all putting out flyers. And it's just the three of us, really. So we came together. I appreciate the ladies because it was my vision to have like a big sound session. And these ladies brought this thing alive for me. So I'm so in debt to them, you know, because they really did come together and it's just amazing. So I think that was the biggest challenge on my end is like, okay, who's going to sign up? Who's going to sign up? You know, and are we going to have other sound healers to come? Because we want people to display their talents because people don't know this thing is out there. I don't think that, I mean, getting the information out there, a lot of people have been inboxed to me that I don't even know asking about the event. So the information is getting there, you know, the information is getting out there. So that's exciting. But the other ladies might have some challenges that they're facing.
So I would say being the, you know, the back end, the event director, putting together this event has been an incredible journey. I would say one of the biggest obstacles has been securing funding and sponsorships, considering the current climate that we're in. It's just required us to be a little creative in our outreach. Also ensuring the event meets the needs of everyone, from those seeking sound healing to those interested in having a health fair. It's taken careful planning and coordination. We're excited to offer this event with diverse range of experiences, which include holistic providers, healthcare practitioners, health screenings. We'll have a clothing drive out there. There'll be some gun safety education, amazing food, and so much more. So there will truly be something for everyone to come out and enjoy.
Great. So with those challenges, What do you think you might do differently next time? Like, do you have like a structure set up for how you're going to do your next community sound bath? Are you thinking about what type of vendors that you want to include next time? Like maybe reaching out to them earlier? Are you thinking about expanding after seeing how this event goes? Like to maybe offer different types of services? What are your thoughts on that right now? And like the conversation before it's even kind of happened?
I think for me, I would love to do this in Pinellas County as well, just to branch it out. That's what I would love to do it in Pinellas County as well. If I could work with the same team, it would be wonderful. But if more people want to implement themselves, that would be wonderful too, because more hands, more, you know, like we just know the more people you get involved and the more community you have and community within building this process, I think would be a good idea. That's just my, you know, like, let's just, if we're going to do it, let's just do it once a year, you know, and let's do it somewhere different once a year so that people who don't have cars or have small children and they're scared to travel to Tampa or whatever, we can just meet all community needs.
That's a great idea. I love the idea of giving people like a lot of notice and having it being an annual event. Something that we talk about in the Florida Folk Show all the time is the Florida Folk Festival, because it only happens once a year. We do work with other organizations that have like monthly concerts and festivals, but when it's a annual tradition, it can be a larger draw for people because they have it on their calendar for the whole year. And I think that's really neat that you're deciding to maybe try out some other places as well within this Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area. That's really cool.
Yeah. When I first moved to Florida, that was where I landed, was Pinellas County. So for me, Pinellas County, even though I'm in Hillsborough now, but Pinellas is always going to have a special place in my heart. So that's where I started learning like all my holistic. That's where I worked first in a yoga studio, you know? So yeah, I definitely would love to take this to St. Pete.
Wonderful. So something I didn't write down to ask you guys ahead of time, but I do feel like we have time to ask this now, is how did you three each individually come to sound baths and sound healing as part of your like wellness in your like wellness routine, spiritual wellness? How did you each come to that? And what does it mean to you?
So for me, this was like, I was born in this. So as far as like spiritualism and healing and just, you know, either praying, meditation, whatever it may be, this has been my life for a long time. I got into sound bowls because I have drums and people were like, I think you would really be good doing sound healing. And I was like, I don't know. And Willow actually let me play her bowls one time. She's like, I'm going to show you how to do it. So then I went and took a class, but now it has like expanded. So every time people see me, they forget about all the other stuff that I do. And they're like, oh, wait, you do sound bowls. Let's do sound, you know, so that's generally the thing. So everybody loves when I play. They say the energy is really good. So it's just something seeing people come weighed down and leave like lifted, you know, and then the hugs that you get afterwards, like, thank you. And I'm thinking like, it wasn't me. It really was just the balls, but you know, hey,
that's beautiful.
So for me, it was more, I'm a therapist and I've been a therapist for about 15 years. And I know in like my own healing journey, just, you know, that modern therapy just wasn't enough for me. And it wasn't until I found a therapist who also practiced holistic care that I really started to be able to change my nervous system in my body. And, you know, instead of just doing, I felt like surface level work, right? I really felt like I was getting deep in that. And part of that was, you know, holistic care was sound healing. And then in my breath work, during that time was when I first really heard the bowls. It was during my breathwork training. And I was saying, just like Damasha said, I was using my breath coach's bowls, playing around with them, you know, on our breaks. And I discovered, wow, this is fun. And then I went and bought myself some bowls. And then I myself just got certified this fall in sound healing. So.
And I'm actually new to sound healing because of these ladies. I've been a nurse for over 20 3 years now, and I've always practiced holistic medicine versus traditional medicine. So when they brought that idea to me, I just thought it was awesome. And then I began to, you know, look into the benefits of sound healing, which I didn't know, but, and maybe some people aren't aware, but it's, you know, it helps reduce stress and anxiety. It improves our sleep, reduces muscle tension, improves our focus and clarity, and helps with chronic pain. And that helps, you know, that's a lot of people have a lot of these conditions. So this is something, rather than, you know, taking traditional medicines, that is definitely something that is out there that more people need to be aware of.
Awesome. And stress is everywhere these days. So it's so cool that you're going to put on this event. So again, that's Healing Waves, a community sound bath on Saturday, March 29th in Tampa at Rowlett Park from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's going to be at 2401 East Yukon Street. So we talked about earlier just what to bring. You said a blanket. There's going to be food vendors there. Yes.
Right. Yes.
What else should people bring with them other than their fancy selves?
I would say bring some water, because after the sound bath, before and after, definitely you want to drink lots of water. So if they don't want to purchase water, but definitely bring a water bottle, and don't let money be an option as far as like, oh, I can't afford to pay for vendors, I'm going to be hungry. Bring a snack if you need to. You know, if that's what you need to do, bring a snack. There will be food vendors there, so you'll smell that good food. Definitely, you know, participate. But I would definitely bring some water, bring a towel, blanket, whatever. Whatever it is that you feel to make you take your shoes off, whatever.
And bring
I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, if you got kids, bring your kids, bring the whole family.
It's a family event.
Yes. And we're also having, don't forget, that clothing exchange. So you can bring clothes, you can bring animal. If you have even like a non-perishable items for animals, maybe like I'm going to bring some puddle pads I got, you know. So, and then you can feel free to take and leave. It's like an exchange. So, but it's not necessary. But, you know, if you're spring cleaning and you got your kids' clothes laying around, you know, and you want to find something to do with them, bring them on down.
Right.
Wonderful. That sounds so great to have that option for donations and just like community bonding. It sounds like a really fun experience, a place where you can go out and meet people in a positive space. That's wonderful. So we're going to wrap up here. We are going a little bit faster than I had planned, but I want to give everyone the chance to have final thoughts. And thank you guys so much for coming on and having such clear, prepared, and concise information, as well as being so open with me here. So let's all go around final thoughts. My final thought will be thank you so much. Again, that is Healing Waves, a community sound bath and healing event taking place on Saturday, March 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Rowlett Park Shelter in Tampa, Florida, located at 2401 East Yukon Street, a family-friendly community event for sound and healing. So cool.
Yeah. My final thought would be just come, you know, like come and receive this healing, be excited, be open, and meet somebody else. Network. You never know who you're going to meet at this event.
My final thought would be, you know, just that our goal for this event is to leave everyone feeling refreshed, balanced, and empowered, carrying that sense of peace and healing into your daily lives. That's what this event is focusing on. And so we hope the community enjoys it.
So as your breath coach, my final thought is always going to be just blow out your air, take in a big breath, open your mouth, let it fall out, and just start over.